Welcome to the Luxentis Show, where I share tips on how to create and lead successful people-centric organizations. Hi, I'm Jocelyn Moriners, CEO of Luxentis, a leadership and team training company offering at-your-pace online courses and implementation-style workshops. Make sure to check out our website for available courses and download the top 5 reasons businesses struggle to attract and retain top talent and what to do about it. When evaluating how our business is doing, we tend to gravitate towards stats. Numbers are that objective measure of growth or that signal that there are significant issues that need to be addressed. I know for me, digging into numbers is that comfortable place. I just love it when I analyze the impact of implemented strategies. Okay, I don't always love it when the results aren't what I was hoping for, but it's certainly that fairly objective measure where I can really see whether their strategies are working or not. But as much as stats are essential, and of course, a good SWOT, I love a good SWOT, one aspect that is frequently neglected is measuring whether we're remaining creative. Because creativity is key in helping entrepreneurs stand out from the crowd and gain a competitive edge. So in which ways do we employ creativity to ensure that we're driving innovation and growth? Well, the first way is to recognize opportunity. Now, you may recall in another episode, I was talking about how to separate that crazy idea from business opportunity. Well, it takes a lot of creativity to have all those quote unquote crazy ideas to start with, to even evaluate whether they are a good business opportunity. So we need to employ that creativity. It's essential to identifying those new and emerging opportunities in the market. The market is constantly changing, constantly responding to the environment and what is happening in the world. Our audience is growing in the sense that they are getting older, they are starting families. Will we still be able to reach them, or do we need to create a new product or service for them? Or maybe we just need to recognize that our market actually comes and goes and we actually stay within this particular sphere. And it's that creativity that helps us recognize those possibilities. And when we remain creative, when we practice being creative, it actually helps us see things that others don't see. Because if we are only looking at numbers, or if we are just looking at what others are doing and saying, oh, well, this works for that business, I should be doing that too. Well, no, because then you're not yourself anymore. You no longer are differentiating yourself. So that's why you need to employ creativity to ensure that you see the possibilities. And it also really helps us recognize needs that aren't being met. So that creativity, if we are making that effort to be intentionally creative, when working with our clients or whenever we're developing a new product, we may recognize that certain needs are not being met. And therefore, creativity will help us develop innovative products or services to fill that void. I mean, I've seen that many times. An entrepreneur, just in the course of their daily operations, in the course of helping out their clients, recognize, oh, my client really needs this, and starts looking around going, I don't see this anywhere. I should create this for them. And so creativity really helps with that. And another aspect of how we employ creativity is also in solving problems differently. So remember when I just said that creativity will help us see things in a way that other people's aren't seeing, and therefore we can solve problems differently, creating that new product, and maybe we are even creating a new market, coming back to our audience that is growing and changing in their own lives. Maybe we create a new market and we may even disrupt existing ones. Another way that creativity is essential in entrepreneurship is to adapt our messaging to those changing markets. Creativity is so important in developing a unique brand identity, something that sets you apart by creating a compelling and memorable brand that attracts and retains clients. I just said a moment ago, if we spend our time just looking at what others are doing, then we're not building our own identity. We're just doing what other people are doing. And if we're not working on that individuality for our business, how do our clients know that we're different? And so that's where you really want to dig into that creativity in messaging. Now, I know recently there's been this, and then maybe it was not recently, and maybe I'm just behind the times, but recently there's been this, in my world anyway, this boom of chatbots and AI and all that stuff where, oh, it generates content for you. And it's great. It's very useful. I will also say that personally, and maybe it's just I don't know how to use it correctly, but personally, I find that it just presents information in a way that everybody else presents it. And for me, just with my own limited experience with it, I found that it lacks creativity. And even when I tried putting in suggest creative ways of, it still wasn't quite creative. So that's just my own little opinion on there. So I still firmly believe that imagination, creativity in messaging is essential to stand out from the competition. And it also helps us to continue to speak to our audience in this ever-evolving business environment. New competition pops up. Like I mentioned, the world changes. Our audience changes. So if we want to be able to continue to speak to them in a reality that is still connecting, then we need to employ creativity in our messaging. Now, just a little caveat here. I am not talking about constantly changing the identity of your business. I mean, yes, at times we need to pivot and we need to change the way we do things. That's perfectly fine. And if you want to completely change the identity of your business because you no longer want to do that, or you're not happy with it, or it's not working, that's fine. But just generally speaking, if a business is doing reasonably well, the market's still there, the messaging is just not connecting as well as before, then it's about readjusting that messaging. And I mentioned the competition a little bit earlier. It's not about emulating our competition. It's really about looking at what is working for others, trying to understand why it's working for others, and then transpose that for ourselves. Because the danger in trying to just emulate our competition, let's say you look at the messaging of your closest competitor and your competitor has this very, very creative messaging. You're like, oh, I really like that. I'll do something like that. The risk is if it's not truly coming from your own nature, there is a risk that it will come off as a weaker version of. And do you really want that just to be known as the lesser of? No. So really dig into your own messaging, your own business identity, your own services, and find the creativity in messaging in there so that you can really continue to speak to your audiences and reach them wherever they are. So just it's recognizing the evolution of our audiences and continuing to speak to them. So that's what that whole messaging is about. Another way that we employ creativity in entrepreneurship is to encourage continuous improvements. So I was talking about improving the messaging, but we also want to improve our services and products. We want to avoid being in a position where we're playing catch up with our competitors in the market. We definitely don't want to take the lead from them. We don't want to be looking at them going, oh, okay, they have identified this new market. I'm going to improve my product that way too. Oh, they're offering this new feature. I'm going to offer that new feature too. No, you want to figure out what works for your audiences. Because if the client wanted what the other person's offering, they'd probably be purchasing what the other person is offering. There's a reason why they're looking to you. Now make sure that you honor that. So you want to set the tone in those improvements. When you're adding creativity to the continuous improvements, you want to be the one setting the tone for your own organization. You want to be encouraging a culture of creativity and innovation. You want to create an environment where team members feel empowered to generate new ideas and approaches to enhance the offerings to stay ahead of the competition. But it's really coming from within, really coming from understanding your services, understanding your clients, understanding the needs, understanding the voids, and adding creativity to that to improve and innovate. Now, of course, doing so and asking the team members who usually are the ones who are the closest to the clients and the product, they are usually filled with awesome ideas. And so make sure to create that environment to capture that, because otherwise you're really missing out. And by doing so, then you can have this mentality of continuous improvements in products and services, and making sure that you add that creativity, that, yes, it's a cliche to say, but thinking outside the box, but it's just trying to see the world in new ways, see the product in new ways, see the services in new ways, and that kind of thing. What it also does when you really work that creativity muscle in entrepreneurship, it adds an element of adaptability, because creativity is critical for entrepreneurs when it comes to adapting to changing market conditions. And I think we've all seen it in recent years. It's forced entrepreneurs to really reevaluate their business. And for some, it was like, yes, the word pivot. It was a complete pivot. And you had to, they just had to, was do or die. And so it was necessary to employ creativity to adapt to those changing market conditions. Now, of course, we're all hoping that the changing market conditions will be a little bit less, let's say, wide, the swinging of the pendulum. Perhaps we can try and keep it a little bit more in the middle instead of the extremes. That would be awesome. But at the same time, we don't know what's going to happen. And therefore, working on that creativity muscle to drive innovation, to drive adaptability is essential. And as I just said, by embracing creativity, by embracing new ideas and approaches, it really can help us do that infamous pivot, or even on a less dramatic degree, it helps us adjust strategies as needed. Because by being creative, we are seeing things differently, and therefore it will give us that edge, and it will help us contribute to staying relevant and competitive. Now, having that mentality, it does mean taking calculated risks and experimenting. And sometimes it may feel a little scary, but I'm going to say that as entrepreneurs, we tend to just go for it. Let's dive into that deep end and let's just try things. And as long as it's calculated risks, experimenting is actually a really, really great way to test out some of the more creative ideas. And I think that one of the ways to do it is to time box it and have a very defined budget for it. And of course, you want to be realistic. I mean, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to give it, I don't know, 2 hours and $100. Okay, maybe for some things it would work. But let's say for something that would be a little bit more involved, you may say, okay, this is going to take a quarter to test. 3 months, by a quarter, I mean. So it's going to take a quarter. So let's say we're taking Q2 and we're going to test that throughout those 3 months. And we don't want to lose too much money on it. So we're going to, let's say, calculate our break-even point. So whatever makes sense for your business, just have a look at that and make sure that the risks that you're taking are calculated. But don't be afraid of experimenting, because the magic really happens when you're experimenting. It does help test and validate those new ideas before you're implementing them. And so you can iron out some of the kinks before you roll it out, maybe to your clients or your team members. But really, don't be afraid to take a chance on something that could drive innovation and growth. So to quote Albert Einstein, logic will take you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. Creativity could be that difference maker in your business that isn't getting enough attention. Whether it's identifying new opportunities, solving problems, redefining your brand identity, focusing on creatively improving and adapting to changing market conditions, that creativity, that imagination is that differentiator. For sure. Continue studying those facts and figures. I know I will. But also remember to intentionally evaluate whether creativity is actively being encouraged and employed in the organization. Make sure to leverage creativity to achieve long-term success. I hope this episode helped generate ideas and potential solutions. If you know someone who could use this message today, please make sure to share it with them. And if you're feeling particularly generous, why not rate and review wherever applicable? I'd really appreciate that. So thank you for listening, and let's all continue working on creating and leading successful people-centric organizations.